I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In this day and age, the word viral is more closely associated with the internet than illness. Globalization means that ideas, whether helpful or destructive, can spread faster than ever. We're going to dig into that story in just a moment. Plus, there are aspects of ministry that'll give you goosebumps, and it's because God is just so awesome. Stick around, and we'll share a story that reminds us all why we share the gospel to begin with. But first, we're going to start in the Middle East, where ISIS seems to be losing control fast. Iraqi forces, backed by the U.S., recently took control of Mosul, dealing another blow to the ISIS caliphate. But Greg Musselman of the Voice of Martyrs Canada says the fight's not over yet.
Even though they have been defeated, at least in terms of the land and all that in the Middle East, that does not mean that they're going to stop continuing to try to cause havoc and enforce a brand of Islam on the rest of the world.
Now, ISIS isn't just about a nation. It's about an ideology, and that means radical Muslims all over the world can join the ISIS cause, even if they're not in the Middle East. Attacks in Indonesia and other parts of Asia already point to relocation of the ideology, not an elimination. But there's one force that still stands in their way.
The message of the gospel is the opposite of Islam. It's not about rules. It's not about, doing certain things. It's about a relationship with Jesus.
So the gospel is a threat to ISIS extremism, but it's also a target. Persecution is growing, believers are facing new suffering, and the global church needs your prayer and support.
We pray protection for our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray that they will not bend under under fear, that they would be bold, that the Lord would give them wisdom.
Next, in a giant nation like China, you're bound to find a huge variation of needs across the body of Christ. And the fact is, when it comes to resourcing these believers with Bibles, one size doesn't fit all. Government-approved Bibles are only one piece of the puzzle, and the sheer number of believers and the special needs of the rural and underground churches mean groups like Vision Beyond Borders continue to smuggle Bibles into China. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders says,
I think it's important that we do all we can to help the people, if it's giving them out some of them inside, but also carrying them across the border, but also giving them study notes, and if they need children's Bibles, whatever they need, we need to work with them and help them.
But it's become increasingly more obvious since the beginning of the year that this is risky work.
We had a team that went across the border a couple weeks ago, and the team was carrying Bibles, and they were actually stopped at the border. The team was held. There was five of them. They were held for 10 hours.
The team ended up getting their visas revoked for a minimum of 3 years. The Bibles were confiscated. And this story reminds us to keep our ear to the ground to discern the felt needs of believers wherever they are, and to keep praying for those living under restrictions like this. This story is as complex as China's diversity. Read more at missionnews.org. And first experiences are often exciting, like when a baby takes its first steps or an adult buys a first house. But have you ever witnessed someone's first encounter with God? You know, that moment where it spiritually clicks and the awe of God's word washes over them. Audio Scripture Ministries is inviting Christian groups and church teams to make that moment possible for people groups in Mexico who haven't had the Bible in their heart language. As each new audio translation is made available and put into ASM's audio Bibles, ASM's Jim Loker says mission teams can give out these audio Bibles to people who are hungry to hear Scripture for the first time in their lives.
They're so blessed by the fact that they were able to see the people who have been able to hear the Word of God for the very first time in their language, after waiting for the scriptures to be translated and for the scriptures to be recorded. And they are there to see people get the scriptures. And many times we see people come to faith, even during those visits.
Here's how to get started.
If people want to go on our mission trip, they can call our office, 616-396-5291, and talk to me or leave a message and I'll get back to them. And we can start that process to set a time and look at what it all takes to bring down a team to southern Mexico.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.